Blue T-shirt around the kidney.
That magic goes a lot harder than Blue T-shirt. When did this happen?
2002.
Tonight.
I was looking for some good read, and I picked up your campaign finance work.
Hey, can't you take a hint? This isn't the time, all right?
How's the thing in 2003? That's the first year after you got voted in. And it was the same year that a certain case didn't come to court. The plaintiff was coming off.
Give me a minute.
Donations made that year. There was Sheldon Poole, I think $6,000, and Glenn Fisher, he gave $5,000, Gene March.
I have support, so what's the problem?
There's four other huge contributions. Here's my take on that. I think each of them was a payoff for some case that you managed to squash. And then somebody ended up discrediting or putting an institution, someplace it was.
That's ridiculous. And completely unverifiable.
Well, there's a lot of smoke here. I don't even know what you managed to do while you were in office, what you put under the curtain.
You try to indict me on any of this, you'll get laughed out of court.
Maybe so, but I think there's enough for a newspaper to print a pretty good story. It's an election year. We all know how that plays out. To be clear, I want Julian Walker's case kicked to family court where it belongs, and want his charges dropped to manslaughter. I'm glad to see it my way.
Thanks for coming.
Divers are down there now.
Where'd you go?
What happened with Hutchinson?
I think I scared him because he kicked Julian's case back to family court.
Good work. Must be relieved.
I helped him trace the call.
Yes, he did.
Hey, I'm sorry. I was so wrong.
Let's forget about it.
I guess my job is kind of everything to me. I've invested so much, I got worried.
Yeah.
Anything inside?
You okay?
Live at Fitzwater's Community Center, where Julian Walker, the 13-year-old
work through it. At least you're not in that place anymore. That's the best I can do for now, but next step we'll get you home.
Where's home?
What do you mean, home is home?
Harry said that I might never go back to Mosley.
Well, he's wrong.
He tells me the truth.
He's wrong. Because I'll never stop.
Ma'am, you need to step away, please.
I love you. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Herself down.
Stop doing this to yourself.
Or if they killed her first and then put the...
Just eat. You'll feel better.
Dad, I don't need a sandwich.
Just eat it. I'm sorry. Look, I know it's awful, but at least you can finally forget about her and get back to your life.
I don't want to forget about her. I don't believe in forgetting people, Dad. You know, when's the last time we had a real conversation about Mom? Or anything important, quite frankly.
Let's remember where we are, all right?
Oh, that's right. Keep smiling. Make sure the customers are fucking happy. You want to go back to the way things were? Guess what, Dad? I hated the way things were.
Stop it, you're
in. Mom just made things tolerable for me in this time, barely, and all you think about is yourself.
That's bullshit. You're the most important thing to me.
You don't act like it. I don't know why I stay here.
He's out of his room. If you can get him to come downstairs and eat, that would help.
I'll see what I can do.
I thought that they would start off when they died. That's not true, is it?
Nobody really knows for sure what happens when you die. If they say they do, they're lying.
I'm the one that should be dead.
Don't say that.
My mother says that I'm not guilty. But I know that I am. I did it. I did it.
It's more complicated than that.
When do you stop being guilty? When is it over?